This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Over here, right now on the line, I have Mr. Asuka Naika, who is a seasoned financial expert with over 36 years of experience in the industry, currently serving as the business principal at Platinum Consulting, which is an affiliate of the Liberty Group. Mr. Naika brings a wealth of knowledge in estate planning, retirement planning, and taxation, with a diverse corporate background, including roles at Standard Bank, Old Mutual, and Liberty. His insights are definitely invaluable, and today he'll be hosting a public lecture on retirement planning and wills right here at Mangosuthu University of Technology. Mr. Naika, how are you?
I'm well, thank you. Thank you for having me on your show.
Welcome to the Vukubangene Breakfast Show. And if we could just go straight into it, you know, with your extensive experience in financial services industry, what motivated you to focus this lecture on retirement planning and wills right here at Mangosuthu University of Technology?
Well, there's a huge need out there, especially for retirement planning and wills. You know, I mean, the COVID taught us seriously how important it is to have a will. And of course, it's our daily financial planning routine alerts us to which areas need the most attention, and hence our focus on retirement planning and wills.
Yeah. So looking at, some of the misconceptions or overlooked aspects of retirement planning and wills, what are some of them that you aim to address in your lecture, you know, particularly for a student audience that you might get?
For a student, I would say make sure your parents have a will, starting point.
Sure.
And that's number one. From a retirement planning point of view, you know, the biggest regret that older people tell us when they retire is that I should have started saving for my retirement when I was young because of the compound interest factor and the growth over those years.
Yeah.
So that's the biggest regret older people have now, that they should have started with retirement planning much, much earlier. Even if you put away as little as 100 rands a month back then, it would have amounted to quite a substantial sum today.
Good. Now, so could you share with us some practical tips, maybe, or strategies for young professionals, especially to start planning for their retirement, even at a young age, as you've just said?
You know, the first thing that comes to mind is when I deal with younger people is that they have to stick to a budget. They have to draw up a budget and stick to a budget and live within their means. I often see sort of reckless financial behavior where, you know, your expenses exceed your income, you get into debt and more debt.
Mm.
And you come to a stage where it's just not manageable. Budgeting is a starting point, and live within your means.
Yeah. Now, financial literacy actually is increasing in its importance, you know, especially amongst the youth, actually. So I'm not sure if you have initiatives or resources you would recommend for students and young professionals to educate themselves on.
Well, there are financial advisors out there who they can seek guidance from. That's the easiest way. Secondly, there's plenty of resources on the internet these days. I mean, young people are quite tech savvy, so there is sufficient resources available out there on financial planning.
Definitely. Now, going into your career, you know, as someone who has multiple qualifications, including an MBA, and you're a certified financial planner as well, what advice would you give to students interested in pursuing a career in financial planning or maybe a related field?
Yeah, there is a shortage of highly qualified financial planners, and I would strongly recommend it. They should study your basic BCom financial planning.
Sure.
And thereafter you get into a 2 or 3 year program with a registered insurance company and sort of serve your articles, if that were the word to use. And it's a very lucrative career. I must say the days are gone now where it was a sales business. Now it's an advice-led business. People are wanting advice and not just the selling of products. So it's a very, very meaningful career, and I must say it's very rewarding.
Yeah. Now, you've also accumulated knowledge in taxation. So you pay up retirement planning and wills and taxation. Why do you think this is such an important combination?
Good question. Every single aspect that you mentioned, your will when you die, your deceased estate, your retirement planning, your budgeting, your income, everything is associated with the taxation. Yeah. Okay, so there's tax aspects. When you die, there's taxes like estate duty, capital gains tax. When you retire, there's tax on the pension, there's tax on the lump sum that you take in cash. So tax is interrelated to all those aspects.
Ah, lovely. Now, finally, Jay, maybe one key takeaway or message that you hope those attending your lecture today will gain and apply this knowledge to their own financial journey.
I would say take a long-term view and try not to live for today. You've got to think about tomorrow and the future. So that's my main message I'd like to get across. And planning is critical.
Mr. Asagan, cannot wait to see you at one today in Mangosuthu University of Technology. Thank you so much.
Perfect. Thank you.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.